Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of fellowship together as we look into the Word of God. Today we're continuing in our study, and let's do a little review here at the beginning of the broadcast. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 7, this is our text, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The question that we're considering is, why was Jesus born in a stable and laid in a manger? Of all places where the Lord Jesus Christ could have been born, why was he born in such lowly circumstances? Now we're going back to the Old Testament to see if we can find an answer, because I want you to remember the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. That is, the truths of the New Testament are hidden in the Old Testament, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Many of the things in the Old Testament that we couldn't understand why and what they were for and what they represented are now made clear by the truths that are revealed to us through the New Testament, through the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the revelation of these Old Testament truths that were hidden but are now made clear. Pardon me. Now, we've talked about the individual need concerning Abel. In Genesis, the first book of the Bible, chapter 4, verse 1 through 5, we read how that Cain and Abel both brought an offering to the Lord. Cain was a farmer, and he brought of the fruit of the ground. But you remember the ground had been cursed because of man's sin. And so Cain brought that which had been cursed unto the Lord. Abel brought of the firstling of his flock. Abel raised sheep. He was a shepherd. And he brought a lamb and offered it as a sacrifice, killed the lamb and made a burnt offering out of it. And God accepted Abel's sacrifice. We read in Hebrews 11:4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Even though Abel died many, many thousands of years ago, yet his testimony is still going forth today, a testimony by faith. His faith resulted in his testimony, that is, his sacrifice being accepted. It was accepted because of two principles that God's Word reveals. First, it was a blood sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22b tells us, without the shedding of blood is no remission, no forgiveness. Why? Leviticus 17:11b states, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement or a covering for the soul. It was the blood that was offered in sacrifice, which was acceptable to God, innocent blood offered in the place of the guilty. Secondly, this sacrifice was by faith. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, but without faith it is impossible to please God. And verse 4 tells us that by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, because it was a sacrifice that had the shedding of innocent blood, which was required for the covering of sin, and secondly, it was offered by faith. Then we come to the second individual offering in Genesis 22, 1 through 14. There we read about Abram and how that God told Abraham to take his first son, or his only son, Isaac, the son that Sarah gave birth to when she was 90 years old and Abraham was 100 years old. Oh, how they had longed for children, and God gave them Isaac. And they laughed and rejoiced in their old age because of Isaac, whose name means laughter. And so Isaac was born to them, and then God told Abraham, I want you to take Isaac and offer him as a sacrifice on the mountain of Moriah. And so Abraham was quick to obey God. He didn't understand why, after all these years, God would give them a son and now want him offered in sacrifice. Nevertheless, Abraham trusted in the Lord. It reminds me of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, a couple of passages that the wisest man Solomon, who ever lived, wrote, which states, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. How many times you and I are prone to lean to our own understanding. And Abraham could have done that, and he could have said, now wait a minute, Lord, you gave me this son, and he is my only son that Sarah has given birth to, and now you want me to take him and offer him as a sacrifice? This isn't fair, this isn't right, this isn't just. But Abraham trusted in the Lord with all of his heart and did not lean to his own understanding. But he acknowledged that God is sovereign and he is Lord of all. And he went and obeyed God. The scripture said he arose early in the morning. He got up and got an early start. You recall that he took two other men with him beside Isaac. And they loaded up the wood on a donkey, and they went a 3 days' journey to Mount Moriah. And there Isaac and Abraham went up the mountain, and Isaac carried the wood on his back, and he went up the mountain. And as they were going up the mountain, Isaac said, Father, and Abraham said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Here's the wood, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, Isaac, God will provide himself an offering. And so they went on up to the top of the mountain. And there Abraham made the altar and put the wood on the altar. And then he said, Now, son, God has told me to offer you in sacrifice. And he bound Isaac and he placed him on the altar and was getting ready to plunge the knife into his son to kill him when the angel of God stopped him. And the Lord said, Now I know that you obey and fear me. And so God stopped him from killing his only son. And he heard a noise behind him and turned, and there was a ram, a male sheep, that was caught by its horns in a thicket. And he took the ram, and he killed the ram and offered it in the stead of his son Isaac. And so we see the old individual need for an offering, the individual need for someone to take our place because of our sin, the individual need for innocent blood to be shed for our sin. Then we see the family need in Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 through 13. You remember the children of Israel had been in bondage for 420 years, and God raised up Moses to deliver them from under the Egyptian bondage. And you recall that there were many different plagues that came upon the land of Egypt, but Pharaoh would not allow the children of Israel to go. And finally God told Moses, said, You tell all the nation of Israel to take a lamb, a special lamb. It's to be a lamb without blemish, a male lamb, a lamb of the first year, and it's to be penned up for 4 days. And then the whole congregation is to kill the lamb at the same time in the evening. There's to be a lamb for every family, a lamb according to the eating of every household, because every household is to eat the lamb that night, roasted with fire. And so they did what Moses told them to do, and the reason was because that night there was going to be a death angel that would come through the land. And so the blood had to be applied. They were to catch the blood of the lamb. They were to put it on the 2 side posts and over the top of the door, and then they were to stay inside the house. And where the blood had been applied, they were to be safe. And verse 8 says, the flesh of the lamb was to be eaten. And verse 10 stated that the remains were to be done away with before the next day. And verse 13 stated that those who had the blood applied would not see death, and the firstborn in that household would not die. And so verse 37 and 41 says they were delivered from the bondage of Egypt because of that lamb which was slain for their sin, and the blood that was applied protecting them from the judgment of God. Thus we see the family need. And then we come to the national need. In Exodus 29 and verse 38 through 46, we read about how that a lamb was to be offered on the brazen altar for the children of Israel. God had given them instructions to build a tabernacle, and they were to make a brazen altar, an altar made out of brass. And every morning and every evening they were to offer a lamb on that brazen altar with fire as an acceptable sacrifice for the sins of the nation of Israel. And then we came to the world need, for we read in the Word of God that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every man, woman, boy, or girl is guilty of sin and needs a Savior. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23 tells us. Romans 3:10 tells us, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Isaiah 53:2-7 points out the needs of mankind, and verse 6 says, all we, like sheep, have gone astray from God. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. This one that was spoken of there in Isaiah 53. And Isaiah 64 also points out the guilt of man. Till next time, join us and we'll find out why. Goodbye.